welcome to the Three-Way Mirror Podcast, a reflection of the thoughts and insight on anything and everything from three lifelong best friends. I'm Brianna.
I'm Samantha.
I'm Kylie. And today we are going to be talking about brain phenomena. So, the brain is a crazy, incredibly complex organ, and there's so much that we could talk about. There's so many different topics and sections to the brain. So if you guys are interested in hearing more, you can always go over to our Twitter and tweet at us. It's at Three-Way Mirror Pod, or the link will be in this episode description. So let us know if you like this or if you want more on this topic. Today, however, we are going to specifically zone in on dreams. So we have a couple of did you know facts to begin the podcast episode today with. So, did you know that you forget 90% of your dream within 10 minutes of waking up?
Did you know that 12% of fully sighted people dream in black and white?
Did you know that the brain cannot formulate a face on its own? You always dream about someone or something you've seen before, even if it's just someone in passing. So, dreams. I want to start with reoccurring dreams, specifically for me, ones that I remember having even as a little kid that I still have to this day. I think it's crazy that, one, that you can have the exact dream more than once in your lifetime, like to a T, the exact same dream starts and stops at the exact same time, but to have it throughout your entire life, I just think that's kind of really cool to think about, but also a little weird. But I think that'd be, I think that's a cool thing to think of. I mean, there's at least four dreams that I've had my entire life. They've never gone away. They've always been the exact same. But yeah, do you guys have any dreams that you have that started when you were kids that you guys still have now?
I don't know if I've had it in a while, but there was this one reoccurring dream that started when I was a kid, and it was so weird. It was like my, and it might be like my cause of or the cause of my fear of sharks, because it was my family and I, like my whole family and I were at some type of like SeaWorld type park in the dream. And somehow we like all fell into the shark tank and it like, it's actually a really morbid dream because all like my whole family dies and it's me and my brother, Anthony, and like his arm gets like chewed off and like we're like trying to survive. And I had that dream so many times, like as a kid, like up until probably high school. I don't know if that's where my fear of sharks came from or if it was because of my fear of sharks, but also I really liked the movie Deep Blue Sea when I was a kid and I watched it a lot.
Me too.
And that like it's pretty like that plot is pretty much like what happened in my dream, not the whole thing obviously, but like we fell into this research tank or whatever, and it was just this huge tank. So yeah, that's my recurring dream, is my whole family being eaten by sharks. One shark.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, that you guys have that. I mean, maybe not cool, but interesting. That really is crazy that the brain can do that, can completely replay a dream scene for scene so many times. I personally have no experience with that. I honestly don't remember a lot of my dreams, like, on the daily. I know everyone dreams, blah, blah. It's not that I don't think that I don't dream. It's just that I really don't remember a lot of my dreams. I also am not one of those people who, like, even when I do remember a dream, it's not very vivid. Like, once I've woken up, like, it's not something. There are times, like every once in a while, that well, I'll have a super vivid dream. But a lot of times it's just like little parts here and there that I hear or remember, you know? So yeah, I personally don't have, at least don't remember any reoccurring dreams in my lifetime. But I think it's crazy that, yeah, I think it's crazy that the brain can do that.
Yeah. I have like five that I can
really
fully remember from start to finish. Obviously, I'm not going to go into all five, but, like, the longest one that I have is, maybe not longest, they're all pretty short, actually, but One that I had a lot was, so, like, my neighbors in front of us, I didn't really know them a lot, and they, like, kind of freaked me out a little bit. Like, they just looked really, like, weird and, like, mean old people, you know, when I was really, really little. And I remember one dream is I'm playing outside. They used to always yell at me for playing too loud. And for some reason, I decided to go over to their house, and I'm playing with these random kids that I don't know. Obviously, I've seen in my head, but I don't know who they are. And we're just, like, playing. We're having fun. Like, it's no big deal. And then out of absolutely nowhere, everyone is just, like, freaking out, trying to run away. And I'm just like, all right, so I'm going to run. My family is in the car in the driveway, about to drive away, but they're waiting on me. And I'm running. I'm not going nowhere. And they end up leaving without me. And I'm just like, all right, thanks, bye. And then, like, there's, like, a circle of people who I thought were just regular people at the time. So I just went in line with them and, like, stood straight. I don't know how I knew who they were or what they were. I just knew, because that's how it is in dreams. You just know. It was like a horde, like a cult of vampires. And, like, they were waiting for the leader. And the leader was my neighbors. Oh my God. Like, trying so hard to fit in and, like, not get eaten. So I, like, pretended to be a vampire. Like, it sounds so stupid when I say it out loud, but, like, when I see it in my head, it was terrifying.
Yeah.
As, like, a seven-year-old.
So do you guys think that there might be some sort of correlation between reoccurring dreams and, like, dream symbolism? Like, if you're having a dream multiple times, you think that it's there to tell you a message, to give some sort of warning or something like that? Or do you just think it's just a dream that, I mean, you have multiple, like, do you think there's any symbolic meaning behind the dream itself or no?
I think for some of them, yes. Like, there's a couple of the, like, there's two of the dreams that they're clearly just me having a funny dream as a kid. But the vampire one and then this other one. So three of them, I think, definitely are just, like, when I was little, just my fear of being a abandoned. Not that I was ever abandoned by anybody. I mean, I guess my dad, like, he wasn't really there.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that was my subconscious telling me, like, just telling me that I'm scared of abandonment. Because in three of the dreams, one or all of my family members leave me and right before danger happens. So I personally just saw it as me just being scared as a kid of being left, I guess.
Right.
Even though I didn't think I felt that way, but obviously I must have. Because, I mean, what else could that be, you know? But a couple of them, no. So I think it's weird how some of them can seem symbolic for some reason of something. Then the other ones, they're clearly just stupid little dreams I had as a kid, but I just had them a lot. So it's, like, kind of weird that it can be both ways.
I would say same thing, probably. Like, I don't think all recurring dreams necessarily have some, like, deeper meaning. But I definitely think...
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the one I had with the sharks, I feel like that was definitely because my family was going through a lot at, like, when I first started having the dream. And so, you know, they kind of stopped at a point where my family wasn't going through as much. So I feel like that was my mind's way of, like, sadly, like, coping with it. So... Interesting how things manifest.
You know, I this thought just came to my head right now when you said that, Brianna. I was thinking, like, obviously this is just my own brain, but it sounds kind of like maybe a reoccurring dream is your brain's way of going back to a familiar place, whether it's a happy familiar place or not, but it's your brain's way of maybe going back to a familiar place when things around you feel very out of your control. Like, I don't know. That's something that kind of popped up when you guys were talking.
Maybe. I mean, that makes
again,
sense.
I don't have any experience, so I'm trying to, like, think about this through you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to, because I know I've had other recurring dreams. I just can't remember them, like, right now. Or probably couldn't remember them if I... Because, okay, it's interesting. Because I've had, like, recurring dreams and dreams that I've, like, before I went to sleep, told myself, I'm going to have this dream again because I wanted to have the dream again. Like, have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Like, you can, like,
I've done
come
that.
Back into
no.
a dream. You've never heard of that?
Yeah.
I've
I've done
so
that.
Often. Like, I'm like, okay, I really like this dream that I had last night or, like, what I remembered of what I dreamt. So I just put myself, like, back in. I was like, okay, I'm going to, like, this is what I'm going to be doing in the dream. And this is, like, what's going to happen. And, like, I dreamt it. Like, when I woke up, I remembered that same thing.
That literally just blew my mind.
Yeah.
What the heck? That is crazy. Because, like, there are times where I'm laying in bed thinking or, like, making up a story in my head or something. But, like, that never comes over into, like, the dream world. But that whole – that right there just literally blew my mind and completely reminds me of, like, Inception, where you're putting yourself this – I don't know if you guys, the listeners, have watched that movie. It is a phenomenal movie, probably top three movies I have ever seen in my life. Obsessed with it. It's all about dreams and stuff. And, yeah, intercepting your dreams. It's, like, a crazy cool movie, but that totally reminds me of that. Like a smaller scale, like Inception on like a way smaller scale. Like you're literally telling yourself what you're going to dream about and you're putting yourself there. That is crazy. Oh my gosh, you guys are cool.
Have, yeah.
I've been doing that.
Kylie, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever had like a dream, Kylie, where like you were in a dream and then you were like rudely interrupted and you tried to go back into that same dream? Like you just tried to continue it?
I personally don't wake up a lot in the night, so I feel like I don't get the chance to go back to a dream. Like, when I wake up in the morning, I'm awake. I can't fall back asleep. And so, like, I've already forgotten the dream by the time it's time to go back to bed. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I don't think so, though. I mean, I'm sure maybe when I was a kid, but I don't remember ever trying that.
Yeah, because I do that a lot. Like, I'll be dreaming and, like, let's say my alarm goes off in the morning, but I have like another hour that I can sleep because I always put an earlier alarm so that I know so I'm coherent in the mornings before my alarms go off. And like, I'll be dreaming something and like, it's just when something good's going to happen and I want to continue exactly where I left off. It doesn't happen often where I can actually pull it off, but there's been a couple times where like, I've gone right back into the dream exactly where I left off.
That's nuts. That's actually crazy. Wait, so are you... Okay, so not in that instance, but, like, before you go to bed, when you're telling yourself about a dream, do you, like, replay the dream in your head, or do you just tell yourself, I want to dream about that time where I was at the mall with my friends, you know? Or do you actually replay the scene in your head?
I replay it.
See, now I can't think of what I do, but I feel
like
I replay
it's just,
it. Yeah.
You just do it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's honestly, that's so cool. Like, I wish I could choose what I dreamt about. Heck yeah. Dreams are, I mean, brains are powerful. Like, if you just really sit and think about the fact that, like, we can do that, that's insane.
Yep. I've never flown in a dream, though. And that's the one thing I've never done. I've never been able to fly. Mm-hmm. I know that means something, too, but I can't remember what it is. I remember I would always try as a kid. That was, like, the one thing I could not make myself do in a dream.
Oh, okay. Brain fart. You said you've never flown in a dream, and I was thinking, like, on a plane. I was like, that probably relates back to her fear of flying.
That's literally what I thought. Wait, that's what I thought, too.
No, she meant fly, like
fly through the air.
Like superhero. Yeah.
Yeah. I've tried. I remember one dream where I was trying to jump from blocks to blocks. It was just a whole maze of blocks. I was just trying to fly. It's like I was training myself to try to fly in dreams, in a dream, and I couldn't do it. I kept falling.
You guys' brains are cooler than mine.
Sticking with the theme of the REM stage of sleep, or the REM cycle, I want to talk a little bit about sleep paralysis, and because I have experience with it. So what sleep paralysis is scientifically, so it's a feeling of being conscious but unable to move. So when you're in between like the REM stage and waking up, so, like, from being awake and being asleep, and it's in the transition where, like, you can't speak, you're not able to move, and your body is, like, your muscles, basically your brain has woken up, but your muscles have not. Like, your muscles are still paralyzed in that REM cycle of sleeping. Yes, it's called paralysis, but it's more of, like, I'm not sure how to describe it because paralyzed sounds bad, even though that's the name of it. But your muscles are, like, involuntarily, like, not moving. Like, when you go to sleep, that's mm-hmm. what's happening. Like, your muscles are not moving. So, sleep paralysis, yes. I know some people think, like, demons and stuff, which mm-hmm. is, I mean, a common thing if you read accounts of people that have experienced sleep paralysis. Like, they see, like, black hooded figures, like, in the corner, and they feel, like, people choking them, and pressure, and, yeah, so it's crazy, it's wild. I've experienced it. I was awake, and I knew I was awake, completely conscious, like, eyes open, everything, but I couldn't move. And it freaked me the hell out. And I was screaming, like, I had my mouth open and was, like, I could feel myself screaming. And, like, in my brain, I heard it, but nothing was coming out. And mm-hmm. it felt there was a weight on my chest. Like, there was someone sitting on my chest. I couldn't move.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Like, I was trying to, like, you know how you jerk up out of bed sometimes? And, like, if you are sleeping, like, that's how you wake up. Like, you jerk, like, to get yourself out of a dream or something, like, you'll jerk up out of bed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was trying my hardest to, like, do that, like, jerking maneuver. Because I thought, okay, maybe I am sleeping. But mm-hmm. it was over in, like, it felt like forever. But it was probably, like, closer to, like, a minute and a half. And then I was finally able to, like, bring myself up, but, like, nothing had changed about, like, the scene, I guess, because I was already awake. It was the creepiest experience of my life. 0 out of 10. Would not recommend that anyone, like, obviously you can't choose it, but, like, if people are like, oh, I want to experience sleep paralysis. No, you don't. It's terrible and awful.
Yeah. I've heard it can be almost, like, borderline, like, traumatic for some people.
Oh, yeah. Like, my story probably isn't even close to some people. I know some people literally see, like, figures. Ooh, if I had seen a figure in my room and I was trying to scream and no one could hear me, nah. Like, I probably mm-mm. wouldn't be. Mm-mm, no. Nope.
I can't imagine. Like, I mean, what, I know we talked, we said, like, what it is, but, like, why does that happen? Like, that's terrifying, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I know it happens a lot in people who have narcolepsy or sleep apnea,
mm-hmm.
which I might have sleep apnea. I've never been diagnosed, but it is common in my family, like, in my family. Mm-hmm. But I might have it, and I don't know. It's just, I know they say, like, improving your sleeping habits and going, like, having a routine and, you know, avoiding, first of all, I don't drink caffeine. They were like, avoid caffeine before sleeping. I don't drink caffeine, so it's not that. But, yeah, I don't think there's any, like, reason for it. People just, I mean,
yeah.
Crazy. Would not recommend.
So, branching off a little bit from dreams, but sticking with the crazy, weird brain functions, we want to talk a little bit about déjà vu, which is so bizarre. That is one of the most bizarre things in the world, and I'm sure most of you guys know what déjà vu is. And, like, there's obviously a scientific definition for it, but I feel like it's hard to explain. Because, okay, so for example, mm-hmm. I was watching a YouTube video earlier today, and this girl was talking about how she had deja vu, but her deja vu was, she was driving, I don't want to, like, call her out or anything, it's not a bad thing, but so she was driving to her parents' house, and she had moved away from her parents. She hadn't been there in a few months. So, and she was driving back, like, the way that her parents lived. And she's like, it's giving me major deja vu from when I used to drive these roads before. And I personally don't think that that's, like, real deja vu, because deja vu is not, it's never a long thing. It's very short, right? It's 10, 15, sometimes even only 5 seconds, where it's not something you've done before that's similar. It's literally the exact thing. And I literally cannot explain, like, I don't know if you guys have a good way of explaining it, because you can say, oh, I've done this before, but it's so much more than that, you know? Like, it's every exact calculated movement, calculated word, calculated breath, calculated outfit, every single thing down to the ittiest, bittiest thing is the exact same, but it's not. I mean, I've had it happen at work before when I've had deja vu with a customer who I've never seen before. You know, like, it's their first time coming into the store, yet I'm having deja vu with that person. So it's not like, oh, I had an interaction with this customer 5 weeks ago and I'm remembering it similar. It's just so different. Yeah. Like, you guys know what I mean. What do you guys, like, what? I don't have any specific experiences to draw on, because it's very random and very spontaneous, but what do you guys think about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that you bring up the YouTube video and that what she said about driving. It's like, obviously, like, you've lived there before, or you've been there before. That's not deja vu. Like, that's okay, you're revisiting something from the past, and that would be like me going back home to New York and be like, oh my God, deja vu. Like, no, it's not deja vu. Like, you've lived here before for so it's funny that you mentioned that, because I agree with that part. I don't consider that deja vu. I think people use it now
very lightly
for things that aren't deja vu, and it's, I don't know, it's funny. And the one instance I can think of, it's funny because I can remember, like, what happened, like, where, like, where it was, what was going on, but I don't remember why we, like, it happened to me, my dad, and I, like, both of us. I don't know why both of us were like, why do I feel like we've done this before? Like, it was such a deja vu moment. And so before we moved down here to Florida, my aunt, my dad's sister, moved down here as well. And we were coming down to visit and, like, help whatever. Because we always came down to visit Florida to visit anyway, because we had other family that lived down here. So it was, like, our vacation place. So her house was basically completely empty because they just bought it. Like, nothing was furnished yet. She wasn't even living there yet. So we were in her empty house, and they, like, delivered the refrigerator, and it was in the garage. And in, like, the middle of the night, like, both my dad and I, like, got up and, like, made salami sandwiches. And, like, for some reason, like, both of us were, like, we were in the, like, hallway between the kitchen and the garage, because it's, like, one door that separates the two. And we were, like, why does this feel like we've done this before? Like, it was such a deja vu moment, and I don't know why. But that sticks out. Whenever I think about deja vu, that sticks out in my head. Like, I can literally, like, put myself back in that place of holding the sandwich. And it wasn't even, like, a full salami. It was, like, literally a piece of bread, like, folded in half, and, like, a couple of, like, slices of salami and mustard. And, like, it was the weirdest thing. Don't know why it was deja vu for both of us. But, I mean, it was like we were having the same, like, dream or something about a salami sandwich. And we both, like, got up at the same time, went into, like, so freaking weird. But that's all I can think of.
Yeah, I was going to say deja vu itself is crazy, let alone two people having it at the exact same time. I mean, that's weird. For me personally, like, I know I've experienced deja vu, but not a lot. And I genuinely can't recall a specific one that, like, stuck out to me. I mean, I'm sure I could if I really, really, like, sat down and, like, tried to think about it. Like, other than that, I don't think I've personally had, like, a crazy, crazy, like, deja vu experience, let alone with somebody else at the same time.
Yeah. It's just the craziest thing. But, yeah, I don't know. It's – I don't understand how it works. And it honestly kind of freaks me out. And, yeah, like, going back to that YouTube video, I think a lot of people I think it's just – it's so easy to say, oh, haha, deja vu, like, it's very easy to say that nowadays, and I feel like the term is used a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think people confuse it with, it's so specific, and you know, if you have deja vu, you know. But if you've never had deja vu before, like if somebody who has lived their whole life without ever experiencing deja vu, it's not something you can explain. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure everyone who's had it can agree that it's, you just know. What that weird, bizarre, what in the world is going on feeling is.
Yeah. So that's where we're going to end it today on the dream aspect of the brain. If you guys want to hear any other specific topics related to the brain, just let us know. We are very interested in it, and we just want to make sure that you guys like to listen to it as well. Check our socials out. The links will be in the description below. We post on Mondays and Fridays, so come back in a couple days. We'll have an episode for you. We hope to see you again soon, and have a wonderful day. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.